Hey, good morning, everyone. We are GFBS, Grand Forks Best Source. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Dale Coolis, and it's time for your GFBS morning update. Today's update is brought to you by Oh for Heaven's Cakes and More, where there's nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods, and that's where Oh for Heaven's Cakes comes in. You'll find the best cupcakes and cakes for any special occasion or just a treat. Walk in to find out more, but be forewarned, you will not want to leave as you will be smothered by their many amazing aromas. Oh for Heaven's Cakes are located on the north backside of the Grand Cities Mall and open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Give them a call at 701-757-2253 or email oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. That's Oh for Heaven's Cakes and More in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, for the forecast for today, we are looking at an entirely cloudy overcast for most of the day with a projected high of 58 degrees and lows tonight getting down to 30 degrees. In the news, in additional developments from this past Monday's local election filing deadlines, the declared mayoral candidate, Quinn Wilkie, who no-call, no-showed a scheduled interview without any notice with us at GFBS last week, did not file the required documents to be listed on this coming June 11th election ballot. So the only way to vote for Quinn Wilkie will be as a write-in candidate. This will result in current Mayor Brandon Bochensky running unopposed on the ballot. Well, a groundbreaking ceremony took place for the new Valley Middle School yesterday afternoon. The new location is a quick jaunt away from the current Valley Middle School, as it will be constructed where the current playing fields are for Valley. The $55 million project will be two stories for the new Valley School, and it is projected to last 18 months and be wrapped up by late 2025. Once the new school is completed, the new playing fields will be installed after demolition of the current Valley Middle School is finished. The new Valley Middle School project was voter approved in a May 2023 referendum. Well, a rollover crash this past Tuesday night that transpired on Highway 46 outside of Leonard, North Dakota, resulted in two Lisbon residents sustaining injuries. The North Dakota Highway Patrol stated that the driver of a 2005 Jeep Liberty went out of her lane while driving westbound, and the driver then overcorrected and drove into the ditch before it got tripped up on the ground and proceeded to roll over into a field and came to a stop on its roof. North Dakota Highway Patrol said the crash happened just before 9:15 p.m. this last Tuesday, and while the driver was a 21-year-old female, she sustained non-life-threatening injuries, and the 23-year-old male did sustain severe injuries. Both individuals were transferred to Sanford Hospital in Fargo for medical care, and the crash remains under investigation by the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Well, we'll be right back after some words from EyeSight Drone Services.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info@eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
Well, 2023 North Dakota tourism numbers indicate the Peace Garden State is recovering from the lack of tourism from the early pandemic years, and it is doing much better than most of the country in 2023 travel expenses as tourism levels increased on multiple levels in the form of border crossings, overseas tourism, and national park visits. This all totaled to roughly just over $3.5 billion to the state economy. Well, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, a ruling body for college sports, mostly in lesser populated communities, announced on Tuesday a ban on transgender athletes for all women's sports. The NAIA's Council of Presidents unanimously approved the new policy with a 20-0 vote. The NCAA issued a response confirming their current status of, quote, fair competition for all student athletes in all NCAA championships. And in more sports news, in college sports, after 2 years with UND hockey, Jackson Blake is going to the NHL after he signed a 3-year deal with the Carolina Hurricanes. Blake finished the 2023-24 UND hockey season with 22 goals and 60 points in 40 games. Blake's contract will start instantly, and it includes signing bonuses adding up to just over $250,000. His contract will have a prorated value of $775,000 for the remaining 2023-24 season and will go up to $832,500 when playing at the NHL level for the next two following seasons. If Jackson Blake is in the American Hockey League, he will have a salary of $80,000 per season. In pro sports, in Major League Baseball action yesterday, Edward Julian belted two home runs and Carlos Correa made a lightning throw to home plate to tag out Shohei Ohtani. Both were pivotal factors in helping the Minnesota Twins get the win over the LA Dodgers 3-2. The Twins start a 4-game series against the Detroit Tigers this afternoon with an opening pitch time of 12:10. In the NBA, the battle for the number one rank of the Western Conference took place last night, and it was Nikola Jokic's 41 points that helped the Denver Nuggets usurp the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-107. And that will wrap up today's morning update, brought to you by CNH Insurance, where they began with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. They strive to give everyone who walks through their door special attention and the best customer service possible. This is their priority, and their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. So for all your insurance needs, go ahead and give Justin, Jody, or Tammy a call at 218-773-0287 or stop by their offices located at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest in East Grand Forks. Hey, we here at GFBS insure through CNH Insurance, and maybe you should too. Well, we have a loaded lineup today on GFBS. Make sure to join us at 11 a.m. for a very special Best of Dirty Thursday, where we will be playing a special curated selection of highlights from all our 2023 episodes featuring the most outrageous moments, stories, and laughs from the year. Then at 6:30, join Monty, Bill, Raven, and Supersonic Steve for a brand new Fork Sports Highway to get the definitive take sports takes from the Grand Cities. And finally at 9 p.m., wind down your night with the Brew Brothers to get the inside suds on all the latest, greatest craft beers from the region. Hey, if you can't tune in live to catch these episodes, make sure to catch the replays and download them anytime, anywhere by searching Grand Forks Best Source on your favorite podcast or social media apps. And that will wrap up today's morning update. We appreciate your support and we thank you for having us part of your morning. Yo, the Grand Cities are a remarkable place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.